Welcome back, Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. Really pleased to have with me once again Peter Ball. He's the president of NV Gold. It's a company that's has some very exciting, very promising projects, quite a few of them actually, but they're focused on a couple of them, a couple that they think could really turn out to be extraordinary in Nevada. So it's really good to have Peter with me today again to give us an update on what he's learning from his ongoing exploration work there. Thanks for joining me today, Peter.
Thanks, Jay. Always a pleasure. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing very well. Very well indeed. We're very pleased things are going well in this new year, and we shall see how things work out. I sure hope this pandemic gets behind us so we can travel a little bit more, but otherwise, thank God we're able to do stuff indoors, and I know even people that are exploring the ground. Of course, you have to have your people on the ground there as well, but talk to us a little bit about your two projects that you're really focused on. The Slumber Project, which I find really interesting because it seems to be a geological look-alike perhaps to the Sleeper Mine, which was a very prolific, very high-grade, had a very high-grade section. I remember it very well as a lender to that company when I was at Westpac Banking Corp. So that's really interesting. Slumber, you just finished your Phase 2 drilling project there. Talk to us about what you've learned so far with regard to the Slumber Project, which is located in northwestern Nevada, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Jay. We spoke a lot about Slumber in 2020 leading up to the drill program. We finally got in there, actually just after Christmas. I think we started on what we call Boxing Day up here in Canada, 26th, 27th. Mm-hmm. We got in about nine holes, about 6,100 feet, and as you said, it's up northwestern Nevada, just west of Winnemucca, and it is what we consider a sleeper-type model, which was one of the highest-grade gold projects ever discovered in Nevada. So it was some interesting takeaways from the program, and, you know, just recently listening to what Dr. Quinton Henney mentioned to one of our largest shareholders last week, talking to Crescat out in Denver. So first of all, we did nine holes, 6,100 feet. We didn't test the full system. We did have three holes had some issues with some heavy water. But what we learned and some, you know, additional intelligence before we come back on phase three, we hit some significant alteration, which is key. We had some good silicification and even evidence of mineralization. So what we've done now is we've been able to expand the footprint. We saw a lot of quartz veining, some epithermal alteration. An interpretation of the chips indicates that we believe the system's been expanded maybe to about 1,000 meters in length and maybe about 200 meters in width, and it's completely open at depth, and we're excited to look at the data, wait for the assays, which, of course, in the lab, probably not going to be getting back for here for another 6 weeks, probably to the end of February, mm-hmm. early March. Put it together, model it, and we know that we're going to probably put some deep core holes in. Again, a couple holes had some water. Core is going to go right through that. We're going to head deep. And I think we got some interesting stuff so far out of Slumber. Very happy internally of what we saw. It's really just waiting for the assays. So, good program.
Yeah, once you have the assays, then you'll design your next step, I guess, your next program. And, as I recall, the Sleeper Mine had some water issues there. But anyway, that's, I guess, it's really... I guess we'll have to be waiting, though, until, I guess, late February, probably, though, for drill results, huh?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The labs are bogged down. We're actually even seeing some other companies. They've sent some of their samples down to South America to some other lab groups because the labs are just full. But we're excited. We liked what we saw. We have key areas that we didn't get to test, basically because of the RC going through chips and hitting water just blows out the hull, and we can't go over our sump. So we'll get back at it, and core will be good. We're going to go deep, and there's some exciting targets down below. So we'll see what happens.
So probably back March, April, something like that? You have to get your permits
and
things?
We'll get the results. Results back end of February, March. We'll be already modeling it and planning and getting the permit ready. It's usually 30-day turnaround at the latest to get back in. So I would say, you know, forward-looking statement, let's call it April, May, or maybe latter part of April.
To start drilling again. All right, well then the next project that you're really looking at is, that you're not looking at, you're working on hard, is Sandy. It's another top prospect. What can you tell us about that? I think you just started drilling there, perhaps, or you're about to.
Yeah, we're actually on hole three.
Okay.
So Sandy is just southeast of Reno. Let's call it a couple hours down the highway and off the road. And again, like we indicated earlier, it is a solid land package in the middle of Eclipse Gold Mining's package. It's another high-grade epithermal target. It's what we call very similar, or an identical type of system to the Slumber model, what we're chasing up there. And, you know, based on, I think Quinton Annie, Dr. Henney did an interview, like I said, and he indicated in his discussion last Friday, you Google it, YouTube, Dr. Quinton Henney, Crescat, you'll see him talk about it at minute 47 and a half. He believes, just, you know, looking at the first couple holes, that we actually might have the juiciest part of the system, which is laying inside of the Eclipse package. So we're excited about what we may have. And again, this is just east of the old famous Comstock mining camp. So again, as Quinton Henney said, he's our lead technical director. He's very hopeful on what the drill program has yielded so far, even after the first couple holes. And it's all going to come down to the assays. We're going to do about 5,000 feet. We actually extended a couple holes already deeper. Good indications of what we're seeing so far. Looks interesting. And, you know, it's the best time of the year. I mean, best time for a company like our size. We've got about $2 million in the bank, roughly. We've got about $1.8 million additional dollars of warrants fully in the money by about 50, 60%. They're at 20 cents. We're trading at 30. So we're positioned with enough capital to get going and really execute a couple more drill programs on these projects.
Now, you have a very large portfolio of properties, as I recall. I mean, I looked at you when I first started covering you in my newsletter as a project generator. I know you hate the project generator models. I think most people do when, you know, these days. I think that it becomes more popular when the market, you know, when the mining sector goes into the tank. But right now, you have a lot of other properties. Any chance of monetizing them in any way?
Yeah, it's funny. So, well, again, like we have 13 other projects. These are quality projects in the right trends, in the middle of the Cortez trend, in the middle of the Carlin trend, smack in the middle of the Walker Lane trend. These projects have great gold values on them. We are actually entertaining two juniors and two what I would call senior mining companies, producing gold mining companies. One of them has done a complete tour of our portfolio. I think we're on the opportunity of maybe pushing it forward on, you know, maybe having a deal down the road, but it's the beginning of these discussions. So big portfolio, great projects, you know, two or three put into a shell for some juniors would be a wonderful project, and we have 100% ownership of all these 13 projects. It costs us $70,000 a year to maintain the entire portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds it sounds like there's a lot of things for investors to pay attention to here as you're going forward, and we'll look forward to ongoing news from you, Peter. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we move on today?
No, I think that's it. Again, assays are pending. We're going to be finishing the Sandy program here in about 2.5 weeks. We'll send those off, and again, anybody, feel free, dial the 888 number, 363-9883. It goes right to my cell phone. Email me, peter@nvgoldcorp.com. I like to be the most transparent and accessible CEO in the industry. This is the time when everyone should be watching us. We're cashed up, no debt, an amazing team, and let's see what happens here in the Q1.
And I think you do a lot of tweeting, too, don't you?
Yeah,
you're on Twitter.
We throw a tweet out when we're on site, throw a picture out there, and you know, only after the news is out to make sure that we're always compliant. We're strong on corporate governance and everything of that such. So, yeah,
good.
We're out there. Follow the Twitter account. We're on there. You can find it on the website. And give me a call if you want some information. I own a lot of stock. The chairman's the largest shareholder. Eric Sprott, of course, is one of the biggest. Crescat, one of the top gold funds in the U.S. out of Denver, is one of our key strategic shareholders. Another fund's out of Boston, out of Europe. Got some big players in the story, and hopefully this year will be another great year for NV Gold.
Yeah, it could very well be. And certainly, I know Crescott, it works very closely with Quentin Henning. So that makes a lot of sense. All right, very good. Well, thank you, Peter, so much for your time. And we'll look to talk to you again sometime in the not-too-distant future, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Alrighty.
Stay safe and having a wonderful day.
Thank you, Peter. All right, folks, we are going to go to break now, but when we come back, Brent Cook, Eric Coffin, Gwen Preston, letter writers from the Metals Investor Forum will be with me to give their views on the markets as we start this new year, and also we're going to ask them to give us a couple of their top picks as well. And I might just remind you, the Metals Investor Forum is coming up in just a couple of days, on Thursday and Friday of this week. Go to J Taylor Media, click on the banner, the Metals Investor Forum banner, and just give your name and email, and you can gain access to this event. And all the letter writers that will be there, along with their favorite companies. And so I think it's if you're really investing in this industry, the Metals Investor Forum is an event that you don't want to miss. So Metals Investor Forum, J Taylor Media, click on the banner, your name and email address, and you'll have access to this event.